countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
This week, Waitrose in Oxford launched a new initiative, a zero-waste section of their supermarket, the goal being to reduce plastic and other forms of packaging by allowing customers to refill certain products like alcohol, grains and cleaning products. But could that actually catch on in supermarkets? Well, one shop is already doing it, the Dublin Food Co-op in Kilmainham. They encourage zero-waste shopping where possible, as Louise Denver discovered on a visit there yesterday.
It's all organic, and our main supplier at the moment is Beech Lawn Farm in Galway, and they supply us with all our Irish fruit and veg that we can get, obviously, at the time that it's appropriate. We have seasonal stuff and sometimes we don't have as much, but we always have a good selection. We have about 60 products in packaging free for people to buy.
The Dublin Food Co-op is based in Kilmainham, but its loyal customers travel from all over the county.
My name is Amy Vandenbroek and I am the shop coordinator of the Dublin Food Cooperative in Kilmainham.
How long are you here and what is the aim of this co-op?
We are in operation 36 years. We started in 1983 and people join as a member and then they can be part of the decision-making process of how we run our co-op. They can have as much or as little influence as they want, so they can put themselves forward to become part of our board, really be part of the decision-making at the higher level, or they can come in and volunteer and get a discount on their shopping. We have about just over 2,000 members. Most members get a discount on their shopping, but a good percentage of them volunteers as well, and they volunteer any time from 2 hours a month is the minimum, and then they can volunteer up to every week, 4 hours a week, and then they get a high percentage of the discount on what they want to buy here.
And what are your thoughts about the Waitrose decision there this week?
I think it's brilliant. I think for us all, we need to think about what we're doing, and the more the better, because we need to just not have all this stuff in plastic.
Are there any drawbacks to buying loose like that without packaging?
Well, for the customer, I don't think so. Plastic packaging does keep the fruit and veg probably a little bit fresher in at home. If you buy it loose from us, you probably do have to put it in some sort of container that you can keep it in your fridge, that it doesn't go too limp, like salad leaves go off very quickly. So we have them here in plastic containers that people can take out their salad leaves themselves in a paper bag or in their own bag. They can bring their own containers. We weigh them for them if they're over a certain weight. Say a glass jar is heavy. We don't want people to pay for the weight of that glass jar. So we weigh them, which is called tarring. So you tar it. You take that weight off the total weight of when it is filled with the product. So we can get anything from nuts to oats, grains, pulses, fruit. We have seeds. We have nutritional yeast. We have a lot of stuff here for people to make a meal. So we have some household products are packaging free. If washing up liquid, we have some fabric softener and you can refill your own bottle and then you can take it home with you. So you don't have to buy over and over that plastic bottle every whatever once a month.
Say if we were to raid your kitchen at home, what would it look like?
I'm not the most amazing chef. My husband is far better cook than me. But I have everything that I get here. It's in a glass jar in the larder. It's just really handy because it means that I rarely run out of anything because I just have a choice of products that I can use for cooking.
And would you take the jars in with you here or would you take brown paper bags and bring home?
We have actually these cotton bags that we sell. We import them from France and they're really handy. I have them in my bag and I just have, 20 bags at all times in my bag, little ones, and you can just fill up your products and then it's handy.
One person shopping in the co-op is new member Aoife.
I've only recently joined and my partner joined first as a family member. So we're just trying to become more eco-aware and support local produce. Like I bought biodegradable cloths. So we're just trying to make switches, small switches to try and help. And if everybody made those small steps, even on a small scale, it would mean a huge change. We buy vegetables and fruit and I've just bought some seeds as well. So we're intending to bring our containers with us the next time to fill up on cereals.
The fruit and veg buyer for the co-op is Niamh McCartan. She's from a farm in Galway.
Yeah, I grew up on farmland. Now it was like cattle and sheep. But my dad was always really interested in growing plants in general, but always kept us fed during the summer, particularly with his own produce from the garden. And he always got us involved in the process.
That would have given you a good grounding for your role here in fruit and veg buying.
Definitely. I think I was probably a bit more interested in food than the average person. Also, I get emails regularly from my dad updating me about the latest veg trends because he's also interested. So, yeah, even if I didn't want to be interested, I'd be kept in the know.
Most of the fruit and veg in the co-op is bought packaging free.
Yeah, we try really hard to have as little packed in as possible. Sometimes you don't have as much control as you'd like over it, but overall the companies are really, really good now. We have one Irish supplier and we're always trying to widen the variety and just have enough stock of Irish stock throughout the year. So I'm working with a farmer. We're working on a growing plan together. Hopefully for later this year, we're going to have some produce coming in. Throughout the year, we're going to get loads of different things. We're going to have potatoes, cauliflower, Romanesco, which is kind of like an interesting mixture between broccoli and cauliflower, chard, spinach, carrots, hopefully garlic, scallions, beets. He's got really lovely beetroots. We're also going to have tomatoes as well, which I'm really excited about. You know, all the people who come here, like some people come from so far away because they don't have any other option, and they put so much effort into it. You know, they bring all of their jars in with them. You know, they're weightlifting when they come into the shop. And, you know, on our side, you know, we kind of have to pick up the slack too. Is you have to think, like, how are we going to store all of the loose goods? And, you know, how are we going to keep all the veg fresh if it's not wrapped in plastic, if it's not in a plastic environment? And it is that putting the pressure on a bit and trying to make sure that you can keep regular sales so that you're given the freshest product that you can to the customer and that they're going home happy.
It's the way to go, really, isn't it? That's Louise Denver chatting to Amy, Aoife and Niamh at the Dublin Food Co-op in Kilmainham. You can find out more about the co-op and what they do online at dublinfood.coop.